Chris Lees is our last guest this morning here on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Stacks of runners here at Scone, but can we ask about tactical advantage in the 10,000? What's your overview of a race that seems to be dominated by two horses at this stage?
Yeah, and probably rightly so. Yeah, they're the two class horses in the race, but tactical advantage comes through his first up run really well. He didn't have a great deal of luck there at Hawkesbury. I think it was a really solid return run, and he's come out of it well. I think he deserves his chance now to step up in grade. He's going big weights in handicaps, so I think he'll run well if he can get the right setup. His horse just needs to be cuddled a little and be exposed late, and he's got a really good turn of foot ridden that way.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Firstly, congratulations on your induction in the Newcastle and Hunter Hall of Fame on Tuesday. I was fortunate enough to be up there. It was a great function, and congratulations to you for being inducted into the trainers category. Chris, Gem Song in the members' handicap at Doomben today. He was terrific last start, and this is a big test for him re the Doomben Cup today, Gem Song.
Yeah, very much so, Ray. He's come through that win really well. Originally, we thought maybe just going straight to a Doomben Cup. But I think we need to... One, he had a pretty soft run in that win against the three-year-olds. We probably just need to see where he sits now, taking on these older horses in a handicap. And I suppose he'd need to run well to honour going on to the Doomben Cup next week. But he's pleased in his work. He's done really well since he's been on the coast. So expecting to hold his form again today.
Will you be at Doomben or at Scone today, Chris?
Just going to
Doomben. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, we've got a big team at Scone today, and you kick off the day in the English Guineas, and three horses that are double-figure odds, but they're all in pretty decent form. Total Power, Regine, and Power of Wexford.
Yeah, obviously they're all jumping a bit in class. I'd say Regine's probably the one at her best that could compete at this level. We'll ride her more conservative today, she's just been. Again, she's found a small field, but we've just probably rode her a little closer than what I feel is best for her. So she'll be ridden back from that gate, and she'll get a chance that way. Total Power will put himself on speed, blink his first time, and Power of Wexford, consistent little filly, but jumping a few grades, but hopefully she can run into some prizemen.
And in the Stayers race, race two, three very good chances here. High Opinion, bursting to win a race. Got Sam Clinton, who's riding so well. Mill Shawn, she could bounce back quite easily here. And Fairlight, the market suggests he might be the pick of the three. What does the trainer think?
Oh, I thought High Opinion running the Wagga Cup was terrific. He didn't have the best of runs, but he's very tough. And I don't think 8-day turnaround will hurt him. He got back in really good order. So I'd say probably High Opinion just off their recent run. Fairlight's a hard one for me to get a gauge on. He's a very late track worker. He wants every bit of the 2200. But if he can produce that run that he showed at Kembla, went a little on the fresh side, he certainly gets a chance. And Milshawn, I think she's now crying out that he stepped up in trip and could put herself up on speed. Providing that track doesn't dry out too much, I thought it was perfect order yesterday. If it's in a similar manner today, I think she'll get a chance ridden that way.
Fair enough. In the two-year-old fillies race, the Woodlands Regimental Band was really good on debut behind Just Field in the Miss Finland at Musselbrook. They both clashed again today, but there is a horse called Libertini in the field as well.
Yeah, exactly. Look, she's a well-bred filly. She'll be back in the field. If she can run into a placing, will certainly enhance her value.
Exactly. Jack Spar first up in race four. Could he run a race?
He could. He's trialled up really well. They may be a little sharp for him at 1,100, but he'll be strong late and could easily run into some prize money.
Exactly. And then down to the Denise's Joy, Evelina. This is the sort of race she could be very competitive. I think Scone would suit her. And Power Rush, an improving type, Chris?
Yeah, improving type, Power Rush. She's going to need a bit of luck in that gate. She'll be forward, whether she's got the class. We're jumping a few grades here for her. But she'll put herself on speed and give herself a chance. Evelina's probably the pick of the two. She'll be midfielder, probably... maybe a touch off that, and she'll be very strong late. She's had a nice freshen up and pleased with the recent barrier trial. I'd say by then they'll be coming to the middle of the track, and I think she'll be well suited.
Yeah, Exactly, yeah. And down to the Dark Jewel Classic, and gee, I think both of these are terrific chances. Princess Posh, haven't seen her since the Queen of the Turf, where, to be fair, she wasn't beaten far at all. She's run 11th, beaten 2.25, and Asharani was really good in the Hawkesbury Crown, and there's not much between these two, Chris.
No, she's freshened up really well, Princess Posh. She's got a big weight to carry. She's not a real big mare, but she's got a bit of class on the side. She's won. She never runs a bad race. She's an ultra-consistent mare. Glad she gets the right run. She'll race well fresh, and Asharani, really pleased with her recent run. Bounced out of it well. No weight on the back, and although taking on the older mares, I think she's more than capable of measuring up here.
And down to the last, Guard of Honour and Envy of All. Guard of Honour, I dare say, the pick of the stables too here. And I liked his run second up at Eagle Farm. Drops 3 kilos here. I know it's a tougher race, but he's a horse with ability on his day.
Yeah, certainly on his day. He's very effective. Providing the track holds and it's firm enough for him, he doesn't like any cut in the ground. But I think he can run really well. He showed a good desire the other day, his recent Brisbane run. He can mix his form, but once he finds his form, he can hold it. And on his best day, he's more than capable, as I said. And I think with that soft gait, he won't be exposed too early. I think he'll run really well.
Some good hopes today, Chris. You know, they could be around the mark, can't they?
Yeah, they're all a bit of value, and it's a very competitive day, so they've all got their chance. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Good luck in Brisbane.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.